With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. The Federal Reserve has some more economic data to digest as it debates what to do about interest rates. The August jobs report is out this morning.
The Labor Department says employers entered 142,000 jobs last month, up from just 114,000 in July. The unemployment rate ticked down to 4.2% from 4.3% in July. Last month's rate had been the highest in nearly 3 years. Collectively, the figures depict a job market slowing under the pressure of high interest rates, but still growing.
Correspondent Jeremy House. Colin Gray, the 54-year-old father of Georgia school shooting suspect Colt Gray, is facing charges including second-degree murder and involuntary manslaughter.
These charges stem from Mr. Gray knowingly allowing his son, Colt, to possess a weapon.
Georgia Bureau of Investigation Director Chris Hosey, 14-year-old Colt Gray, is charged as an adult with 4 counts of murder. He'll make his first court appearance today. Also at SRNNews.com, the Biden administration plans to send more aid to Ukraine as Ukraine's president appeals to the West for additional backing.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has met top U.S. military leaders and more than 50 partner nations in Germany to press for more weapons support. As Washington announces, it will provide another $250 million in security assistance to Kyiv. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said the meeting of the leaders was taking place during a dynamic moment in Ukraine's fight against Russia as it conducts its first offensive operations of the war while facing a significant threat from Russian forces near a key hub in the Donbass. So far, Ukraine's Kursk attack has not drawn away President Vladimir Putin's focus from taking the key Ukrainian city of Povrovsk. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The Dow is up 173 points and NASDAQ down 59. This is SRN News. Guess who's most likely to shun religion?
You probably won't be surprised to hear that it's young people. A new survey released by the Public Religion Research Institute finds that 27% of Americans are either atheists, agnostics, or followers of no particular faith. And amongst that group, people ages 18 to 29 make up the largest share. From there, the percentage of people who are unaffiliated declines steadily with age. The older you are, the less likely you are to have no religious faith. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Many Iraqi women fear the country's parliament will open the door to child marriages as lawmakers consider legal changes that would give religious authorities more power over family law. The push for the changes comes mainly from powerful Shiite Muslim political factions that have increasingly campaigned against what they describe as the West imposing its cultural norms on Muslim-majority Iraq. This is SRN News. The NFL's season opener Thursday night was decided by referee Sean Chilly undertaking a video review, resulting in the Ravens' loss to the Chiefs 27-20.
Patrick Mahomes threw for 291 yards and a touchdown, and the Kansas City defense kept Lamar Jackson and the Ravens out of the end zone on 3 consecutive plays in the closing seconds. That allowed the Chiefs to begin their pursuit of a third straight Super Bowl title with a 27-20 victory over Baltimore Thursday night. The game ended with a video review after Jackson appeared to hit Isaiah Likely in the back of the end zone with no time left for a touchdown. The video clearly showed Likely's toe on the line, though, and the call was overturned and the pass ruled incomplete. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Sweden says youngsters under the age of 2 should not be exposed to any digital screens. The recommendation issued by the country's public health agency, the latest in a worldwide effort to limit screen time for younger children. More details at SRNNews.com.